do know that. In fact, my daughter lives in Taniat, and they have a, it's not a rehearsal. They duplicated. They showed the War of 1812. But amazingly enough, I was asking a young senior high school student history questions. I asked about the Great War, didn't know what it was. I asked about World War II, didn't know much. I asked about the Vietnam, the Civil War. I finally asked the young lady, when was the War of 1812? She got mad and filed a complaint with the police department that I was harassing her over.
Yeah, I can hear that. I went to the River Rage and at Frenchtown, it was now called Monroe, where they had the Battle of River Raisin, and they had a museum there that's in a big house, and a lady was going to call the police. This is years ago. I should have said, call the police, I'll tell them too, but you know what? People weren't as wide awake then, you know, didn't realize it was the same damn bunch 200 years later, right?
It is amazing. We are definitely in some difficult times, and boy, you say it the best. Pray. We need to win this. I really hope the debates take place. I think it's September 29th. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. It's at Case Western Reserve University, where I attended college for my police training. It's a wonderful facility, but that will be fun if Sleepy Sloppy Joe does show up. Over.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, I can wait and see. The problem I have with Trump is he's too friendly, and maybe he couldn't even be elected without him, with APAC, American Israeli Political Action Committee. And I've got a video, short bit. It shows all the atrocities they did trying to make the state of Israel, and of course did a 6-day war trying to sink our ship, the Liberty. Well, the Balfour Declaration was made by the Zionists and the British Crown, and that was, we'll help you take over the world, because as England was losing the war, going to starve in a couple of weeks. We'll help you take over the world, give us a homeland. So they set up the Lusitania to be sunk. And the same damn one group that did that created the State of Israel over that Balfour Agreement. So it's about 10% of the Jews, they call them Seraphic, want to live by their own, you know, they speak Hebrew rather than Yiddish. Most of them speak Yiddish, and Father John O'Connor, who backed Father Collins, he died in 2008, he said you have to read Yiddish to know that they said they reduced the amount of the Holocaust to, 250,000 or something, not 6 million, you know. And so there's a lot of discrepancy going on there. And but it's the same damn bunch, and Golda Meir and all of them. And now they were going to take over, but it would hurt Trump's election. They were going to take over parts of, they can't even wait to get their hands on Jordan and just grab some of their land too. Well, they put it off because they were going to name a city after Trump over there. So I think they thought better get him in place first. So I'm not pinning any medals on anybody. And Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court is an opportunist. He wrote the Patriot Act. We all know that's all a crock of crap. So let's just wait and see. Now, there is somebody we can vote for, but they haven't got a chance. And that's the Constitution Party. I think there's a coalition. Same ones, right? Bo Greitz ran under a coalition. But those people would be good people to have in office. But good luck getting them there. They're so entrenched that 1,200 Rhodes Scholars were put in this country to take over the highest places in the last 200 years here. So And we know Clinton was one of them, but they've had a lot of time to retrench after the War of 1812. Anyway, can't tie any better than that.
All righty, James. Well, take a standby. Let me get some check-ins going, and I've got you down as number one. So, K-E-H-I-N-E-K-H-O-Y. This is Kilo Alpha 8 Julio Salanki, looking for early check-ins. Getting set up for the 2200-hour Great Liberty Net. Over.
KJOY KG4ZXNSC.
Good evening, Mr. Jesse. Well, I am here, and then, as I said, I'll trade with you for Saturday. KG4ZXNSC, it does not sound like your amplifier's up yet. Over.
You saying it don't sound like it's on?
It does not sound like it's on. Over.
Okay, stand by.
That's 20 over in Michigan.
Okay, KG4ZXNC. Yeah, it's on. I'm kind of shocked that you said that. I'm just fine-tuning everything now. I am definitely on the right antenna, so that should be okay. Hey, thanks, Jim. I wasn't sure he was hearing me. K-A-I-N-E. Good to hear you, sir. And this is KG4ZXC, testing 1-2, testing. Hello, 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 hello. Well, I guess I'm close enough.
Whatever you did made a difference, because when we first started talking, you were 20 over, just like James says. But then when you came back to me, you went to 30 over. So something kicked in, because you're now hot. Over.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, it could be in this jumper cable, or I'm just off tuning a little bit. One of the difference there. Anyway, good deal. At least I know I'm getting somewhere closer. I think there's another couple stations in there. I wanted to do a quick standby and see if those stations were hearing us, so give them time to check in if they were. So any other station out there was trying to check in with Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, call now. Okay, I guess I'm hearing myself, or nothing that I'm hearing at this point, so okay, we'll just leave well enough alone. Roger.
Roger, roger. Again, thank you for the radio check and the CUSA the other night. My project's going along quite well. I still am waiting for the PEP link, the device that will go between the remote rig and T-Mobile's data. So that part has not arrived yet from eBay, but hopefully next week I'll get that online, and then I can take the TS-480 control head and go to any internet, plug it in, and I'd be on the air. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I got to move up to the other frequency here and double check everything on my settings, but you're 40 over here, so and Mr. Jim was 20 over, so good deal. But I'll be back down here in just a second. I'm going to double check everything with the device here. But go ahead and see if there's anybody else in there tonight for the Liberty Net, and I'll be right back.
All right, I have you down as number two. CQ, CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julia, Ocean, Yankee in Akron, Ohio. Net control tonight for the Great Liberty Net. Do I have any check-ins? I think I'm a smidgen early. Nope, I'm right on time. 2201 minute after the hour in September 2nd of the year of our Lord, 2020. CQ, CQ, over.
details.
I have the number 4 and Sugar Sugar Foxtrot. What was the prefix, over? Good evening, Whiskey 4, Sugar Sugar Foxtrot. Signal's a little low, but I copy it. First name, over. I did not get that. First name is over. Dan. All righty, thank you, James. Dan. All righty, I've got you down as number 3, Dan.
Where are you located, Stan? Knoxville, Tennessee. Okay, yeah, you're coming in up here in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and he also hears you up in the state of Michigan as well. KG4ZXC, back to net control.
Alrighty, I'm going to try again. CQ, looking for check-ins for the... I almost said Saturday, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KAHJOY. Come now. Nothing heard. I'm going to do the introduction, and I have an opening article, and then I'll try one more time before we kick this off. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the one, the only, Victor, W1WCR. Current event and amateur radio topics are welcome. The Pledge of Allegiance was written in August of 1892 by the socialist minister Francis Bellamy. It was originally published in the Youth Companion on September 8, 1892. In its original form, it read, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." In 1923, the flag of the United States of America were added. In 1954, in response to the communist threat of the time, President and retired General Eisenhower encouraged Congress to add the words "under God," of which I think the Democratic Convention forgot to put in. And today, our Pledge of Allegiance reads, as I will say, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." That being said, let me try for some new check-ins, and I'll make an opening statement. CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julio Yankee, looking for check-ins, over. With nothing heard, I'm going to start by an article kind of dear to me. Kenosha Police Union issues a statement shredding the false narrative around Jacob Blake's shooting. I won't read the whole article, but the union has, everyone knows how it's been like, oh, the poor defenseless Blake, and we've burned and we've rioted and we've raised all kinds of hell. I think it's odd, though, there was from the state of Missouri, a black officer, middle-aged officer, was killed, and I didn't see any rioting for his black life, but that doesn't matter. The Wisconsin State Senate Steve Nosnack, a Republican, released a joint statement with Kenosha Police Association. And I will I'll go down here. Describing the national narrative about Blake's shooting as wholly inaccurate, the police union described the general description of the events that took place in this event, the purely fictional, which is what caused all the burning and rioting. The lawyers for Mr. Blake, among others, have continue to provide false and misleading facts to the public in which cannot be considered a ploy for attention simply. Unfortunately, even the incident update from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Justice, the agency charged with investigating the incident, is riddled with incomplete information. So the Kenosha Police Department officers, this is a description of what took place. The Kenosha Police Department were dispatched to a resident in 2800 block of 40th Street after a female caller reported that her boyfriend was present and was not supposed to be on the premise. The release added that the Kenosha Police officers, Shesky, deployed a taser to attempt to stop Lake, who was resisting, noting that when the attempt failed, Kenosha police officer also deployed his taser. So two tasers were deployed. Mr. Blake walked around his vehicle, opened the driver's door, and leaned forward. While holding on to Blake's shirt, Officer Shursky fired his service weapon 7 times. The actual and undisputed facts of the incident was that he had a felony warrant for sexual assault, third degree. He was holding a knife and then entered the motor vehicle after being tased twice. There was no stopping the male. They had hands on with him before the tasers were deployed, and then the weapons were fired in an attempt to stop him. So I love all the people that like to talk about, you know, oh, how bad they are. If anybody would like to try this job, go to the academy, get your commission, get your badge, and go out there and see what miserable human beings some of the public can be. Not all of them. 5% of the public causes 95% of our flooding. So it is difficult. You don't know what people are going to do. Many officers are killed by blacks and by whites because they hesitate. So that's the problem that we face. With that being said, I'm going to check one more time, and then I'm going to start out with Mr. Jim. So CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julio Yankee, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night every night. Over.
N4ROQ.
Mr. Larry, it's good to hear from you. N4ROQ, I have you down as number 5. Over.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else? CQ, Liberty Net. Nothing heard. So I'm going to go to the great state of Michigan. Of course, Ohio has a song. We don't give a damn about the whole state of Michigan. Mr. Jim, behind enemy lines in the great state of Michigan, I'm going to let you make the opening comments. So K-E-8-I-N-E, this is K-J-O-Y. Over.
K-E-8-I-N-E is a great Liberty Net. Good evening to everyone here. I've been doing a lot of studying. I get this free deal from Hillsdale College. It's supposed to be so patriotic and everything, but I see stuff in there that doesn't go well with the militia. Well, right now they're bagging up on Churchill, and he was a rat. he was doing all the way with the crown. A Canadian made a whole video about him. He used to get tipped off before they'd bomb, and his limousine would be waiting outside for him, get him the hell out of the area, because he knew ahead of time when things were going to happen. Mark Kroenke, I've known him I used to go there in 1994. It was so bad at that time, we thought it was going to start any minute, because most of the police were ignorant, and the sheriffs mostly were ignorant of what's going on. And there was some close encounters at his house, because he used to have a party on the beach, they called it. And they had 125 people in the house, or in the backyard or in the front yard. Had guys with automatic weapons guarding the front yard. And it was parked, the cars parked in his yard and all the way down the road. And He someday he's going to be in the league with George Washington because he was in military intelligence, and they wanted him to around 1980-82 area. They wanted him to be part of this New World Order when they were taking over our military. And he said, no way in hell. Well, they put him in a room, and some of the friendlies locked him in the room with his file case in there so he could read his file and out at one of the air bases over there on Lake Huron. I can't think of the name right now. But then we met every Saturday night, or Friday night, I believe it was. I can't remember now. It's been a long time ago. And then we start to alternate. We go up to a militia camp. Frank Staza had a couple hundred acre farm. He had a big shooting range there, and he used to host them for training. He was a World War II vet that knew what the hell was going on. Well, he passed away, and everything, we had to pull our equipment out of there and everything, or it'd be gone. The family probably sold the property and everything. But Mark is still alive and well, and he's on www.pbn, the public broadcasting network, .4mg, like the car MG, .com, www.pbn4mg.com. And he's on, usually they change the schedule around. I know he's on around 6 p.m., 5 or 6 p.m. for an hour or two. And he hasn't lost his sense of humor. They put him in jail for close to 8 years, over 7 years. And a lady let him into a room at the end and said, I could get fired for showing you this. She showed him his file. He was a political prisoner. Well, we don't have that in this country, right? Yeah. Well, he went to 44 states after 1982 in that era. And he started militias in 44 states. Now, that wasn't just one city. There was a lot of key places that he did it. And he's still at his old address in Dexter there. His whole family was a militia all their lives. The kids were all part of it. They really have a life, in a way, you know. And they're still at it. And one of them's down in Texas running a radio thing. Running a thing, but Mark calls it from Dexter. And they were virtually slaves to patriotism. God bless them. And when he got out, he got on Alice Jones one day, but I said, why didn't he have you on more? He says, he thinks I'm too rinky-dink, I guess. He went back on shortwave on Worldwide Christian Radio for a while, but he couldn't afford it, so he went on internet radio, and that's that thing I gave you. There's another website, www.libertytreeradio.com. Another one, live365.com / stations / BFK47. Ed is his son that does that. So they're 100% militia. And I go down there and stay. Everybody's afraid to stay there anymore since he went to prison. But a few people show up, not many. And a lot of them died off too, you know. This has been 1994. He started about 1990 at his house, I think. And things are really tight, and we thought we were going to start any minute. And we knew we didn't have enough people to win, or we felt to. So we continue to wake him up, and that's what he's been doing. He knows he can't stop. going for until we have enough people that figure it out. Although now he's saying we should have started it years ago, but I don't know. Once you start something like that, you can't put the brakes on and stop it. Very seldom does it happen. And so, with all these years going by, we get more and more patriots on board, but they also get more diabolical, like this coronavirus. I don't know if any of you guys listen to Power Hour, that's on 7490 in 8 a.m. It's still going. The lady died, I should know her name, Joyce Riley, she was on that. She died a year or two ago, and God bless her heart, she was spewing this stuff out and taking power. And then you stay on 7490, there's some other stuff. That's the Eastern time. And then go to 12.160 at 11 a.m. And Beth Ann, well, I don't know if she's still on there or not. I think she's with the lady that sells the gold and silver coins. I think they combined. But that's the same frequency that 12.160 that Alex Jones is on from noon till 3, and then he repeats the last one at 10 p.m. on 4840, just above us here. They'd be on now at 4840. God bless them all. I mean, we've had our problems with Alex Jones. Something we didn't always agree on, but he is sticking his neck out a mile, and we owe him a debt for that. He's been in it for about 25 years now. Anyway, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the 29 Palms deal they made these guys fill out at the 29 Palm Marine Base. But the last question on it was, the U.S. government declares a ban on the use of possession, sale, transportation, transfer of all non-sporting firearms. A 30-day amnesty period is permitted that these firearms to be turned over to the local authorities. At the end of the period, a number of citizens groups refused to turn over the firearms. Consider the following statement. I would fire on U.S. citizens who refuse to or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the U.S. government. Strongly disagree, agree, strongly agree, no opinion. That was a treasonous thing that a guy wouldn't know how to fill that one out. But you don't fight. They know they're not supposed to fight on. They're not supposed to fire on U.S. citizens. Then there's a service bulletin to all military men and veterans. The United Nations is the greatest fraud in history. Its purpose is to destroy the United States. Congressman Johnny Rankin, Lieutenant Colonel Bud Farrell, USAF retired, explains the truth. When I was a young officer, a jet fighter's pilot flying mission in a Korean conflict, unknowingly under the command of a Soviet general of the United Nations Security Council, I could never understand how the enemy knew so much about us. Has broadcast almost daily over the communist Konyang radio station in North Korea. Our five wives' names, children's names, squadron commander names, flight numbers, etc. The North Koreans knew when we were coming, how many there were there, what type of aircraft we were flying, and even the targets we were to hit. Later, I realized the naval and ground forces suffered the same as that we did, especially our Army and Marine infantry troops. All of our military operations had been forwarded by radio to the Soviet commander, the United States Security Council at the United Nations building in New York City for approval before our forces went into action against the North Koreans and Chinese. The Soviet commander of the United Nations Security Council delayed the battle plan on the Chile using radio in the U.S. building and New York CIA, all the battle plans, information to Moscow, North Korea, and Red China. The enemy then contacted and relayed these same battle plans to the communist forces in the field. The enemy knew when to move first from an area and when to attack the smaller fighting forces. They knew beforehand when we were coming, how many of us there were. They knew everything about us all the time, 24 hours a day. I later found out the same form of treason was used against their forces in the Vietnam War. All information regarding every battle plan in Vietnam was given to the North Vietnamese Soviet advisors and Red Zone troops in the field during the entire war. The enemy knew every move at all times. Our troops were led to sheep to the slaughter in both Korea and Vietnam. So every Vietnam veteran and Korean veteran that hears this should check this stuff out. Well, MacArthur knew he couldn't win, and he figured it out, and they threatened his family, and he kicked him in God why he didn't warn him when he had talked at the West Point. And then the Council of Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which originated in England, and believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. The Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States with no apologies. Senator Barry Goldwater, God bless that man. That was a deep state. Anyway, I've talked enough. I got a lot more subjects I could cover, but other people want to talk to. K8INE, back to that. Thank you.
Thank you, James. K8INE, KJY. Yeah, our first round is we're always got decent band conditions, and then we crap out in the second. So we gotta go through here so everybody gets a chance. Next on my list is Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX and a C, KAHJO and a Y.
Okay, good evening, Mr. Jim, Bob, and Mr. Larry. Good to hear Mr. Larry in there tonight as well. How are you copying so far?
I hear you well in Ohio. I'm sure everybody else does because your signal is strong.
Okay, roger, roger. I'll lock the mic down, and I just want to cover a couple things. The first thing I want to really dig into is on the Gateway Pundits tonight. I want to discuss something that has not been published in any length of characterization or any length of news media, which we should all automatically assume that we're not getting proper news coverage. CNN and Twitter targets President Trump and the Gateway Pundit website and won't allow us to share actual COVID-19 numbers from the CDC website that don't fit their narrative. That is the headline from it. CNN and Twitter are at it again. Today, CNN slandered President Trump and the Gateway Pundits and encouraged Twitter to take down a tweet based on the CDC database that the president retweeted. CNN and Twitter don't want Americans to know the full truth. So, hey, on COVID-19. So go to the CDC website. If you do not believe me, guys, go to the CDC website and look at it yourself. I looked at it. It's there. Last night, we posted an article about COVID-19, China 19 virus. Shocking report. This week, CDC quietly updated the COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans have died from COVID-19 alone. The rest had other different serious illnesses. The gist of the article of COVID-19 is nearly as deadly as the first projected by the WHO and then Dr. Fauci and
Dr. Birx. Based on the CDC numbers this past week, only 6% of all deaths contributed to the COVID-19 were only a factor of the individual death due to the 19 virus. Let's see. For all the other deaths reported, the CDC linked to COVID-19, the individuals who passed away had two to three other serious illnesses beyond the COVID-19 virus. This comes from actual data from the CDC and was tweeted by Mel Q on Twitter. Mel Q shared a calculation which showed the 6% of COVID-19 deaths as reported by the CDC and was only 9,201 deaths during that time. That's how many people died in the U.S. this year from COVID-19. It is a hoax bigger than I mentioned it time and time again, and everybody needs to be aware of this. This is a ploy to use this overreach to take our guns, take our country, to destroy the election process and destroy this country. I'm not trying to present doom and gloom, but everybody needs to be aware that this mass crap has got to stop and everybody needs to face reality. If you're going to die, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow trying to cross the dang street. So why would you not take, you know, personal matters in your own hands and start reading the articles and quit listening? Turn off that damn TV! And I'll leave it at that for this story. But, I'm going to finish it real quick. Mel Q tweeted in our report that President Trump stated in a retweet, and Twitter took down the tweet and notified Mel Q that the tweet was used by the CDC data, violated their policy or misleading information about COVID-19. Her account was suspended from posting it for 12 hours. So this is only going to escalate, people, and you need to be on top of the game here. Before I am looking at the clock now to make sure I don't run too much time going on here, because I wanted to bring up the NFL and this Drew Brees guy and all the Jacob Blake guys putting his name on their helmets. I will not watch NFL ever again. This is so provocative that they put a rapist on their helmet and wearing it around like he's some kind of martyr. This has got the dang also stopped. Retaliate, people. Turn off this NFL game and allow yourself to regain your... Oh my gosh, it just gets me so worked up. It's just impossible. Regain your dang stance on reality here. Start paying attention to what's going on around us and quit. Get your head out of the TV. Get away from that thing. Start looking at the right news article from the right sources that's presenting the information that is out here and is available. And if people don't start dang seeing the big picture and seeing what's in store for us, we're all in trouble. And we're already at a civil war, guys. We're already here. We need to be aware of that right now. And if you go anywhere outside your home, you better be packing. That's all I got to say, because after today's story about them saying that all whites are in cahoots to destroy black people, this is just to incite race wars between everybody, and everybody needs to be aware of it. But this is more propaganda from the actual news, the mainstream media. Don't listen to this crap. But still, protect you and your family. With that being said, this is KG4ZXNC here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I will close it back to Net Control K8JOYNOY. Mr. Bob, back to you.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4CXNC. It's interesting you talk about the tweeting. I'll throw a real quick one out. Chagrin High School. I'm not Chagrin. Chardon High School in Geauga County in the state of Ohio. 8 years ago, a little dirtbag went in and shot six people. Killed three, paralyzed one, and wounded two. And of course, the police were called, the county sheriffs were called, the state patrol were called. Last Friday, one of the football players ran on the field with a Blue Lives Matter flag, and the superintendent said that they're going to ban that flag. Now, this is a high school that 8 years ago had all those law enforcement people coming to hunt down this young man named T.J. Lang, who was shooting students. It has turned that rural county upside down, and they want that superintendent's resignation. So, you know, people have to stand up. With that being said, I'm going to run down to Stan. He said he was in a listening mode, and I told him I would check on him. W4MSF in the great state of, I think, Florida. This is KHAOY. Nothing heard. How about Jim? K4HHY. Are you listening? Over. Well, I'm going to run up to Larry. Larry, it's been a while since we've heard your voice from the great state of Tennessee. N4ROQ, this is KHOI.
Georgia was really good too.
even Schiff wouldn't come to the meeting. For the Democrats, he was refusing to testify. I think they had him on the list to testify, but he's out of shit. He wouldn't even come to the Congress. So they have a lot on hand there making up a lot of stuff. So anyway, it's really good if you guys got any time to get on the internet, look at the videos of all this. There's a lot of good information there, and you can see what all the Democrats did regarding the investigations into the Russian collusion. They made all that up, and they had all Democrats. They given all these people that were involved in the investigation. All Democrats, they give a lot of money to the Democrat Party. Approved all that, and all of them were pretty well prejudiced toward the Democrat Party and the Democrats, even the FBI. So they're trying to delve into it a little bit. That was really good, and I'm going to try to listen to some more of it and see if I can get the line a whole bunch regarding what the Democrats had. It was amazing. They investigated Trump even before he was elected. They didn't want him in there at all. They didn't know they were going to block his presidency any way they could. So, there you go. Here the feds are investigating the Black Lives Matter protest leaders. All right, this is great. The Justice Department launched this is from the USA Today. The Justice Department launched a criminal inquiry into the leadership and financing the protests against police abuse and has rolled American cities as the Black Lives Matter movement has become a political flashpoint in a contentious presidential campaign. Federal authorities said Tuesday they are not targeting free speech rights but coordinated criminal activity and violence relating to riots, destruction of federal property, and violence against law enforcement officers. The acknowledgement by the Justice Department followed remarks by Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, who on Monday disclosed the Justice Inquiry was targeting leaders of organizations and those that might be funding their movement. So hopefully get into Democrats, billionaires are funding all these movements or even getting these people out of jail free on them paying the bonds and everything. As soon as they get in jail, they're running out. It's a sponsoring terrorism. What we know is that we have seen groups and individuals move from Portland to other parts of the country. Wolf said, that's why leaders are a loosely organized far-left ideology. Black Lives Matter formed in part to call attention to violence against black communities had not been arrested. We said this is something I talked to the AG William Barr personally about, and I know that they're working on it. Portland, Oregon has also daily demonstration attacked George Floyd died under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer on May the 25th. Because of all this, we're fair and local officials and state officials not taking this seriously enough from day one. In a scathing Monday letter to Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, Wolf claimed the city's inaction has fostered an environment that has fueled senseless violence and destruction night after night. For more than 3 months, Portland has become the epicenter of crime and chaos, with rioters attacking government buildings with the intention of burning them to the ground. These comments were prompted by Wheeler's August the 28th letter to President Donald Trump rejecting federal assistance. On behalf of the city of Portland, no thanks, Wheeler wrote. Trump sees on the unrest to promote a law and order campaign team. On Tuesday, Trump took that campaign to Kennesaw, Wisconsin, where the community has been reeling from separate demonstrations relating to the August shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot seven times in the back in an encounter with local police. Before his Wisconsin trip, Trump stoked up controversy by refusing to condemn the actions of the 17-year-old accused in the fatal shooting. Yeah, it's all well, I don't know anything about that, but evidently they attacked it. Trump on Monday publicly embraced a defense attorney's account that the accused shoe, Kyle Rittenhouse, had acted in self-defense. According to cell phone video of the incident, Trump said Rittenhouse armed with a rifle was trying to get away from them. I guess it looks like
yesterday. In most states, you have to be 18 years of age to have a long weapon, a rifle or a shotgun, 21 years of age for a handgun. Apparently, in Wisconsin, it's 16 for a long gun, for a shotgun or rifle. So he was, quote, legally in possession of that weapon. It will be interesting. I do not think he'll be found guilty of murder. He might end up with negligent homicide or manslaughter, but I don't think it's definitely not going to be a murder case, but we'll see. With that being said, let me see if I have anybody else before I jump back up to the top of the list. CQ, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Over.
Whiskey 2 Johnson via Oscar.
Repeat yourself, please.
W2GIO, Frank and Fishkill.
Hi, Frank. I did not catch it the first time. I'm sorry. W2GIO, you're down here at number 6, and that's the number we're 2. So what say you for round number 1? Over.
I'm just listening tonight. I'm really busy doing paperwork. I've got a postmaster's meeting tomorrow, and I got to prepare a speech. So I'm just listening in, okay? W2GIO.
All righty, sir. Well, I still will check on you to make sure you're awake. W2GIO, thank you for checking in. Do I have any other additional check-ins before I go to the top of the list? Over. Nothing heard. That puts me back to Mr. Jim. I hope the band's still going for us. KE8INE, behind enemy lines. Deep behind enemy lines. What do you have for us for round number 2, James?
Well, we said K-8-I-N-E, we should be decentralizing to the New American, that's the John Byrne Society. Get their magazine, I don't get it, but I do get a lot of others. We should be patronizing the American Free Press. They used to be called the Spotlight, and they've been in it since 47 or something like that. And they keep us better informed than any paper that I know of for the long period that they've been there. And Jim Traficant used to write articles in it until he passed away. And Ron Paul still writes articles in it. So we ought to patronize the American Free Press. You can look it up. It's out of Washington, D.C. And let's see who else we got here. The movies, American Raid by Tom Cruise, and that's about how the drugs are in Amin, Arkansas. and the greater glory, that's about how the communists tried to take over Mexico in the 20s. That's a real good movie. The Patriot, of course, by Mel Gibson. I never tire of watching that one, except on VHS, and mine's it's hard to find a good VHS player anymore. Also, The Crossing, for Crossing the Delaware by Jeff, the guy in Chelsea, Michigan, has a Purple Rose Theater, and he's been on a lot of movies. I can't think of his last name right now. The Crossing. Also, Michael Collins. That's the same thing that's happening in the United States, happened in, with the British Crown in Ireland. Michael Collins, the name of the movie, good movie. They fought him to a standstill, but it was terribly devastating. The Passion, of course. Red Dawn. Most of you have seen that, I'm sure, but that may be the way it starts. Creature from Jekyll Island, that's Jeter Giffen's book. Look up the Balfour Declaration, that's where the Zionists that kicked the Palestinians out of their homes and took over and created the State of Israel were the same ones that helped the British Crown set up the Lusitania to be sunk to drag us into their dirty war. The Power Hour, 7490, that's on at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Alex Jones, of course, at 12160. He's live at noon, and he goes 3 hours, then he repeats the first hour at 4 p.m. And 4840. Beth Ann, she's on 12.160, just before Alex Jones, 11 to 12. ERPN Network, that's the other one. I just got on it tonight. There are brothers at 3860, and they meet at 8:30. But the static usually is so bad, it's hard for me to get in and even to hear the ones that are on there. So it's not just me. And that's on Monday through Saturday at 8:30 p.m. They take your check-ins early. SheriffMack.com. He's the one sheriff that's trying to wake up all the sheriffs. And probably through him, they woke up the ones in Virginia that did the right thing, right? Here's Father Coughlin said this. Free speech does not imply the right of radicals to employ free speech to destroy free speech. And self-government is not a spectator sport. If we don't all get involved in it, we lose. And Federal FDR and General Marshall were in on they knew they were what communists that were doing it. They wanted the attack to happen at Pearl Harbor to get the money rolling in for the weapons and all that stuff. And they blamed Admiral Kimmel and General Short on it. At the Roberts Commission, it came out, but it was never published that way. They came out, they blamed Admiral Kimmel and General Short. They were never exonerated. And there was 10 witnesses, I think, at that Roberts Commission. And 9 of them were bought off, and 1 of them they put in a nut house. So that's how you could pay half the world to kill the other half, huh? Now, I was talking last time about, I got a paper. It's with Lyndon LaRue, his party. When I was down at Brass Roots in front of the state capitol years ago, the guy had was taking subscriptions. Well, he doesn't agree with the militia and a lot of things, but he's a mixed bag. But he had a copy of the book when he was in prison. On the front page, right at the top, compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, all about Terry Reed, when he had to run for his life, he found out his plane is full of drugs, and it's all about the movie American Made, which Tom Cruise is about, Barry Seal. And it says on the book jacket, all of Mary Seal said all of Bush's were in a metal and dust drug cartel. Well, we know Clinton and Bush were there, and they're the biggest drug deal in the world, the British Crown, for over 200 years. They're satanic. But it was Lyndon LaRue. I don't know if he's even, he might not even be alive now. He had a newspaper put out, but he was a mixed bag. He was kind of a socialist, but he was, well, in one, some ways he was religious.
Never took the guy out.
But Clinton made a deal. He took that copy of the front page of the book jacket off the front of his paper. They let him out of jail. That's how he got out. But we got to support the American Free Press, the New American, and the few papers that we have. The Idaho Observer is long gone, and they were really good. And then there were several others that they, there might be a few others that are starting up. I see them once in a while in the American Free Press. The American Free Press, that's where Jim Trafficant was writing every week till he died. And he knew what was going on in Israel. He knew. He knew most of the guys in Congress were just getting their paycheck and doing their bidding for the, just like the news was, for the New World Order. But he refused to be part of that. And they put him in jail for 8 years, I think. For, and part of it was in the nut house. I used to write to him. And because he told the truth about what happened in 1933. Actually, every president since 1933 works for the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Chatham House, London, England, and are paid by the World Bank. So be vigilant and notice where troops are coming and going, things like that, and report it on this so that we get an idea what's happening. K-8-I-N-E, I've talked to Norman, I'll be back to that.
Thank you, James. I always like that you bring up Todd Trafficant because he was an interesting man. K-E-8-I-N-E-K-J-O-I. Over to Mr. Jesse. K-G-4-Z-X and a C. K-A-J-O-I, round number two.
Okay, Roger, Bob, in the Wednesday night Liberty Net. This is Kilo Golf Forms and Louis Tree. And a Charlie, here in the great state of Pennsylvania. Well, I tell you, it is amazing what goes on, and signal seems to be holding up all the way around for the time being, so I'm very pleased with that. All right, from the Big League Politics website, the Patriot attorney that's raising legal defense funds for Kyle Rittenhouse is locked out of his Twitter account. Twitter's at it again, guys. Hey, their Twitter is twittering. That Jack Dorsey, I don't have anything good to say about him. And any of you guys still have a Twitter account, use it the best you can to the best of your ability before you get locked out. Because any kind of publication or any kind of wrongful thinking outside of our news will be eventually poked down. This article goes into the Patriot attorney. Lynn Wood has been locked out of his Twitter account after several days of successfully raising funds on the behalf of the legal defense for 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is facing first-degree murder charges for the shooting of three communists at the Kenosha, Wisconsin riot last week. The majority, Taylor Greene and Georgia and right-wing pundits Michelle Malikin are two of the voices trying to get the word out about the latest instance of big tech censorship. Not only that, but the GoFundMe refused to allow them to set up a GoFundMe for his account also. So you can't use GoFundMe anymore. There's other alternatives out there, and I want everybody to be aware of this. So the story goes into great detail if you want to read it, and it's, like I said, it's on Big
league politics, and just wanted to highlight its stories there. All these other figures have been locked out. Michelle Malkin is locked out of her Twitter account for campaign for Kyle and speaking for so many of us under fire by censorship and anarchists and mobs. Attention, Ronald Donald Trump, help us fight back, she says, because Twitter has shut down, censored of Linwood, and any retweets, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Malachi herself, Ann Coulter, Carter Page, Rudy Giuliani, all these conservatives, General Flynn, Real James Wood, Sidney Powell, and the list keeps going on, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if this is what we're going to have to deal with, we got to start looking outside the box to help these people out. Because if they're going to stop, they're going to give a defense fund to these rioters and anarchists. We need to raise a legal defending fund for Mr. Kyle Rittenhouse as well. We can't allow this to continue. Twitter and Facebook, I want you guys to be aware of this, off of Big League Politics also. A pregnant Australian woman has been arrested for promoting an anti-lockdown protest on Facebook. Free speech is no more under the virus regime. A 28-year-old Australian pregnant woman has been apprehended and charged with incitement for promoting anti-lockdown protests on Facebook. Facebook is spying on you, your kids. You just gave them your whole life history. They know where you live, how you live, when you're going to the store, when you're coming back. They know everything about you and your family. You just gave away every bit of your information when you signed up for Facebook. And I'm going to tell you, this other Zuckerberg, he's another fine one. He needs to be right there with Jack Dorsey during Bastille's Day, if we ever have another one. Her boyfriend was captured the video and live streamed it on Facebook, and she can be seen being handcuffed and videotaped with her phone being seized as evidence in the relationship into a Facebook post in the lockdown protest. So she put on just that day, Detective Adrian Smith with the Victorian Police said that the woman, and she was apprehended in her home for illegal free speech. What the hell is wrong with this country if that's what we're going to be dealing with here? Because they want to stifle everybody's free speech here in this country now. It wasn't breaking any laws by doing that, the woman replied, still believing that she had rights to engage in political protests. The cops informed her that she no longer has rights under the COVID-19 takeover. What the heck? A COVID-19 takeover. Well, guess what? It's here among us, ladies and gentlemen, and you better be on top of your game because it started with the face mask. The COVID-19 scam has only been, 9,210 actual COVID cases. This lockdown is going to continue. We're in deep doo-doo whether you like it or not, and you better start coming out of the woodwork and start throwing these masks in the dang fire and doing away with it, because if you have to fight, you ain't going to be wearing no dang mask. Anyway, it goes on into the story. The police told her that she's taken down the post wouldn't be enough because people had already seen it. She must be punished in the state for her free speech and attempting to redress her government. So the lady said, I'm happy to delete the post. That this is ridiculous, the woman said, and her two children watched her get arrested. The children received a message loud and clear that they were hopeless subjects under the new global technocrats. The lady said, I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong. This is ridiculous. The woman said, the story goes into, they are issuing a $1,600 fine to anyone who is breaching the restriction on a daily, making any arrest necessary if needed. And this is from Bickering Politics, who's reported the many civil liberty abuse that has been occurring throughout not only the United States, but the governments abroad. So if you want to read the story any further, that's Gateway Pundit. Before I close it back to net control, DeLance, I'm watching the clock too. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. And temperature's rising here on the app as well. So, internet companies urge FCC to reject Trump's bid to impose new social media regulations. And this is on One America News Network, where a group of representatives of major internet companies, including Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, and Google, on Wednesday urged the Federal Communication, the FCC, to reject Trump administration bid to narrow the ability of social media companies to remove objectionable content. The Internet Association said the filing, the Trump administration's petition filed in August seeking new rules, is misguided, lack grounding, and law of poses serious public policy concerns. It said new FCC rules could result in loss of legal protection from removing fraudulent schemes, scams, dangerous content, promoting suicide or eating disorders of teens, and a wide range of type of other obstructional content. What I want to know is, did they have the right to censor anything we said to begin with? We have free speech in this country, or we used to. And if we don't start using it, ladies and gentlemen, we will lose it. And with that being said, I'm not going to finish the story, but it is on One American News Network, another good outlet for decent news stories without being subjected to scrutiny by the mainstream media. With that being said, this is KP4ZXC here in Pennsylvania, Jesse, and I'll take it back over to Mr. Bob, KAKOY, in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, KJY. I want to quick read an article from the Western Journal you mentioned about our free speech. A fire department in a small Massachusetts city has removed the flag from its fire trucks, which were hung in support of a fallen police officer after a citizen complained. Fire trucks in the city of Kingham had flown thin blue line flags in recent weeks to support law enforcement officers. The city's first responders particularly wish to honor the memory of Sergeant Michael C. Cessna, a police officer from a neighboring community of Wilmoth, who was killed in the line of duty July 2018. Among nationwide anti-law enforcement sentiments, firefighters in Kingham opted to hang the flag from the fire engine, which was a popular decision among firefighters and community. According to the city, though, a resident, one piece of shit resident, was not pleased by the flag. Last week, a resident of Kingham emailed the city and requested the fire department remove the flag. The Kingham Board of Selection released a statement about the complaint and requested the fire department remove the flag. So one person gets to dictate what that whole city is allowed to do. The tail wagging the dog. It is so wrong. And Jesse's right. I wrote down the information. I am going to email that city and tell them to grow a set of nuts. So let's see if Mr. Sam, W2SSF, are you still listening? Over. How about Mr. Jim K4HHY? Are you listening? Over.
Yeah, this is K4HHY. Yes, we are listening. and we do enjoy them. This is 3486 Live
Ed. All righty, James. Well, thank you. I just wanted to check and make sure you're still awake. I appreciate your signal still coming in pretty good here in Akron, Ohio. So I'll continue down the list. Next is Mr. Larry. I'm back to you. N4ROQ, KAHJO, and Y.
Okay, guys. Hey, Walmart says 60-22 ammo. Well, we cut back on all of our ammo. We were selling for different kind of guns here not long ago, but now even the 22s. So you can tell you're out there, maybe you might check at some of these other places for ammo. You better get all you can. So guns and ammo, be sure you're not, you have what you need. You never know what's going to happen in liberal Democrat society, which may hopefully didn't happen anytime soon. Here's a report regarding China. China fires their carrier killer missile in disputed sea. This comes from Beijing. China's military test fired two missiles into the South China Sea, including carrier killer. Military analysts suggest might have been developed to attack U.S. forces. The newspaper reported Thursday the DF, a Delta Frank 26D and Delta Frank 21 Delta missiles fired Wednesday suggested an area between the island province of Hainan, that's H-A-I-N-A-N, in the Paracel Island. The Hong Kong-based South China Morning Post reported, citing unidentified sources close to the Chinese military. The DF-26 is believed to be capable of carrying nuclear warheads, so they're out there shooting missiles out in the South China Sea, guys, these Chinese. And we've had some carriers and different sort of ships out there not too long ago, so they're kind of running off. Well, let's see what else we got here. GM and Ford complete U.S. contracts to build ventilators. General Motors said it finished making 30,000 medical breathing machines for the U.S. government to help treat coronavirus patients. The Department of Health and Human Services contracted with General Motors to build a ventilator that it converted Auto Electronics plant in Kokomo, Indiana, at a cost of $489.4 million. Ventilators were to be finished by Monday. General Motors said Tuesday it has turned over the control of the Kokomo operations to Vintec, which will continue to make ventilators there, and in Moscow, Washington. Earlier, Ford announced it has finished making 2,000 ventilators for the government at a cost of $336 million. It will now go back to producing auto parts. Tesla plans to sell up to $5 billion in new stock shares the day after its 5-for-1 stock split took effect. Tesla is announcing plans to sell up to $5 billion worth of common shares. The electric car and solar panel maker says in a filing with securities regulators that it intends to sell up to 10.03 million shares and use the proceeds for unspecified general corporate purposes. The sales will be made from time to time. And Tesla says the actual amount of the offering can't be determined at present. China's manufacturing shows feeble growth. This comes from the business section, USA Today. China's manufacturing activity held steady in August as domestic demand helped to offset weaker orders from export markets that are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic. The survey showed numbers. The monthly
Monopoly Purchasing Managers Index released by the Chinese Statistics Agency in an industry group declined to 51 from July's 51.1 on a 100-point scale, which numbers above 50 indicate activity increasing. The sub measure for production declined to 53.5 from the previous month, 54. Exporter orders shrank at a slower rate. The measure improved to 49.1 from 48.4. China, where the pandemic began in December, was the first economy to shut down to fight the virus and the first to try to revive business after the ruling. The way I understand it, China let all this the virus get out months before they said they had. I know for a pretty good fact, and was over here because a lot of people around here, and myself and my mother, had a virus. It lasted a long time with her, but just a few days with me, and it was over with pretty quickly. If you got good immune system, what you need to boost up by taking vitamins such as selenium and different other vitamins, you can beat it very easily. So far, Chinese consumer demand has recovered, but not as quickly as Beijing lost. The export outlook is uncertain due to rising coronavirus case numbers in the United States and some other important markets. Growth engine is now clear. Overseas demand will only pick up slowly, said Alex Tang of ING, and he said that until then, China will rely more on its own for economic growth. China's economic growth by an unexpectedly strong 3.2% over a year earlier, in the 3 months ending in June, rebounded from the 6.8 contraction previous quarter. Manufacturing is close to normal, but retail, restaurants, and other service industries are struggling. Forecasters warn exports are likely to dip again later in the year, once demand for masks, surgical gloves, and other medical supplies ease up. That will increase the importance of Chinese consumers and government stimulus spending and keeping a recovery on track. So just remember, I looked at some Chinese drill bits today and come back on the shelf. They were a heck of a deal, but I don't believe their quality is nowhere as good as the U.S. and other mates. I didn't want to help the Chinese out. So if we can do more of that, hopefully that will help. Everybody thought Trump was doing the wrong thing with all these tariffs and things, and I believe it's helped their economy. Maybe we'll get a lot more jobs back in here. We've got a lot more money collecting from these tariffs from them and helping the farmers out, especially. Trump's using the money to help the farmers out with their crops that they lost. All right, I've got some more. We'll turn it back to you, and maybe the band will hang in there for just a little while longer. So back to you, Bob, and 8JLY N4ROQ, Larry, Jensen.
Thank you, Larry, N4ROQ, this is KJY. I know Frank is getting ready for a speech, but I still got to make sure you're awake. W2DIO, KHAY, do you have anything to add for us? Over.
Oh, not too much. I only know one thing. Hey, this is really good news, and that is God loves us. How about that? W2GIO, just listening.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for checking in. Glad to hear from you. W2GIO, KHAY. I'm at the bottom of my list. Before I go to the 73 round, let me see if I have any late check-in. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julius Yankee, for the Wednesday night Great Liberty Net. Come now.
This is November 2, Sister, N2QFE, Todd in New Jersey.
The N2 one. I just got the N2. I didn't get the rest of it. Over.
November 2, N2QFE.
Good evening, good evening. You have something to add to our guest? Over.
When things are going here in New Jersey, I want to get out of here. But I think with what's going on, after the up-and-coming election. I think that civil war, I hate to say it, is inevitable. I think that if there's any voting shenanigans, that it can be a major violent uprise. I hear everybody talking about ammunition. My advice is, even if you can't find historical food, it's 2 weeks to get it. People start stocking up on canned goods and start storing dry top things. It's going to happen. Things are really bad. What's going to happen is I think they're going to cut off our food supply and cut off water. They may cut off power. I think everybody needs to prepare for that.
That is a good statement. It and most of us, I think, on the net are preppers of some sort. So that is truly a good statement. Let me just verify. I have November 2, Quebec, Foxtrot, Echo, correct?
Negative, dog. The last letter is Victor. Victoria, guys.
Copy on the Victor. Thank you very much for the correction. Anything else before I move on? Appreciate you checking in. We're going to go through the list one more time, and you're at the bottom, so you'll be the closing statement. So, N2QFD, this is KJY. Back up to the top. This is our 73 round. Your last final comment, Mr. Jim, deep behind enemy lines. It is kind of fun to say that, James. K-E-H-I-N-E, KJY. To close the radio off for the night. Good night, 73 to you. Sleep tight. So next will be Mr. Jesse, KG4GX and a C. Jesse, while you're talking, I'm going to finish my email to Hickham, Massachusetts, and tell him how displeased I am of what they did on the fire truck. Over.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Hi, Mr. Bob. Yes, send me a link to it as well, and I'll be glad to shoot them an email as well, because I think everybody needs to send an email to these people and start reminding people that there's more than just one individual they need to go by when it comes to making an executive decision. Thanks, Bob. K-A-H-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob at Net Control here on the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Thank you, sir. This is KG4ZXC Jesse here in Pennsylvania, and I got another story here from Gateway Pundits. And, you know, how ridiculous do our politicians have to be? You know, we sit here and we discuss these stories every week, twice a week, and it still finds it very difficult to fathom that these politicians cannot leave well enough alone. They got to insert their dang foot in everybody else's life and try to dictate us in every aspect. Well, here's the NBA going at it. This is off of Gateway Pundits. NBA ratings continue to crater as league pushes their far-left politics and the BLM activism. You know, where does it stop? Well, it stops when we start supporting the NBA players, the NFL players, the NASCAR people. When it starts hurting their pocket, they're going to have to come to the reality that the American people are Americans, and we will not tolerate it. The NBA players kneeled for the U.S. national anthem again. The NBA made it a priority to push the Black Lives Matter Marxist movement this year in the games and the pregames. Last week, top players met with Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, God, I
hate even saying his name. Can't this guy just go and croak from COVID-19? Before the boycott their playoff games, they later made demands on the league to promote leftist politics and civic engagement. LeBron James, I don't even know who he is, but okay, and the NBA player met with a 44 before threatening the league with boycott unless they promote leftist politics and civic engagement. So, go figure. He's got his sorry hands in everything, trying to promote this chaos. Every NBA player and coach kneeling for racist U.S. national anthem, as reported earlier. The NBA and the NBA Players Association agreed to continue playoffs this weekend, but only if aid during the game promoted leftist politics and civil engagement. The NBA and the NBAPA agreed to resume the playoffs on Saturday with the following. As the story continues, anyway, the activists may be having an effect on viewership because I don't know anybody that's watching it anymore. The NBA Network TV is down 45%. TV ratings on ABC are down 40%. TNT from their peak nearly a decade ago. The Daily Wire reported that the City Journal outlined the staggering ratings hit of the NBA because of its left-wing activism, most recently wearing social justice themes, warm-up jerseys, and even postponing playoff games over police shooting of Jacob Blake. You know, this is what's going on here. We're promoting fascism. We're promoting these people that are racist. And Jacob Blake was charged with being a racist. And yet, you never hear any of the stories of why these people fought back against cops to get shot to begin with. God bless the Blue, because without them, our country will be in bad shape in big cities. But it's up to the individuals like me and you and all the Liberty Netters out here to get off our sorry butt and do something, promising to help this country out. Even if it means supporting our law enforcement, that's what we have to do. By the way, I'm going to finish this story and now I'll give you the story about Tom Wolf. America has been falling progressively out of love with the NBA and instance, and the pandemic has only exacerbated in already difficult situation. The report says TV ratings after the season restarted are down collectively by 40%, and the networks of 20% on ESPN. And the report of the NBA TV premium broadcast rating on ABC are off by 45%. So public relations executives of the NBA described as a cratering of the viewership on the network. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with here. I wrote an email to Tom Wolf's office here in Pennsylvania today because I could not get Tom to go through. There's nobody there. There's nobody in existence. I don't even think they even have an answering machine because it rang and rang. And this is our politicians. There's not even... I am so outdated, I still have an answering service at my location. Why can't our politician, Tom Wolf, as he is the state representative, and this guy can't even have an answering service? So I shot him an email. because our elderly people are out here. My aunt is being kicked out of a home in Hanover, Pennsylvania because she cannot pay her taxes on the $300 a month Social Security check. Her taxes are over $3,000 a year, and there's no assistance program for our elderly. So it's up to me and you and every other individual to get out here and start writing emails to these people and voicing our concern, because they will not do nothing but kick them to the curb, put them in retirement homes, take away their medications, and expect them to survive on what? I mean, when they don't have any family members nearby, this is what's going to happen to our grandmothers, grandparents, and everything else. And Kumo out of New York, oh my God, God help his soul, because I hope he gets everything he deserves for killing all them people by putting the covert patients or the sick patients back into these retirement homes and in these communities that weren't even sick to begin with. Anyway, that's my 73 round, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and if there's any time for another one, I'll throw something else out there. But we all need to be thinking positive. This whole incident from now to election is our biggest time that we need to be concerned. We need to make sure we get out as individuals and vote and do the right thing. I made a request, five people to get out and vote that's never voted before. That is my goal, and I've already got 10 extra people that's never voted before registered and ready to go. We need this win. We need this country to get back into shape. We need the American people to stand up and quit being silent. Start voicing your opinion, and don't let these bastards win. With that being said, this is KG4ZX in the sea here in Pennsylvania. And back to Net Control, KHJONOI.
KG4ZX in the sea. Do you have a pen and pencil close? Over.
Yes, I do.
So the website is www.Kingham Hotel Ida November Golf Hotel Alpha Mary Dash Mary Alpha from Massachusetts dot GOV, and that is their website, and it's called the Board of Selectmen. That must be what they call their complaint department or human resources. The Board of Selectmen. And I sent them a message and said that the article was in Western Journal, and I thought it was terrible that you allow one person the tail to wag the whole dog in your town. After being a 13-year fire veteran and a 30-year police veteran. So, just so you have that, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you there, Mr. Bob. And I hope everybody else took that down as well, because everybody needs to be reinforcing this issue, regardless of who it is, where it is, and everything that we can do possible. We need to be more creative. Back to you, Bob.
All righty. Yeah, the article says that they received a complaint, and the female said it was offensive. Oh, my God, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. All righty, let me see if W4SSF, are you with us? Over. Let me see if James is there one more time. Kilo 4, Hotel Yankee, do you have anything for closing? Over. Puts it in Mr. Larry's pocket. N4ROQKAHJOY. What do you have from Tennessee for the 73 round? Over.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Hey, we're doing the investigation now a little bit on the day with Trey Gowdy, who goes to South Carolina.
lot of the fellows like Mr. Collins out of Georgia and all of it. I noticed one thing I jotted down regarding the Democratic Party. How a group called Fusion GPS. The Democratic Party hired Fusion GPS to investigate Trump. So they were out hiring other entities during the especially during after Trump won the election and even before. They were hiring other groups to investigate Trump. So thank you really coming out during those hearings in the Congress. So you guys, if you got time, Google some of that. You watch some of that. It's amazing how these Democrats, liberal Democrats, are trying to stop this investigation every little bit. You're badgering the witness and all this stuff. They're trying to stop anything that they can for what's bad on them regarding investigating, especially this FBI agent, liberal FBI agent, named Peter Strunk. And he's been found to be very biased, and a lot of also, they found at least two other agents that were involved in a lot of bias and putting a lot of emails and texts back and forth regarding FU on Trump, just over and over and over. And they're pretty much showed what they were doing there during those investigations. Even before they got started, those guys were after Trump and they were trying to get him out. So you can see a lot of that during the investigation there by the Congress, the Republicans, regarding these liberal Democrats investigating Trump and Obama and Biden were involved with a lot of it, from what I understand. I haven't gotten into a lot of information on that, but from what I've heard, they okayed all of the different things that were happening. Okay, let's see, I've got another article or two. Amazon wins FAA approval. To deliver packages by drone. So you'll be seeing some drones somewhere. Getting an Amazon package delivered from the sky is closer to becoming a reality. Federal Aviation Administration said Monday it granted Amazon approval to deliver packages by drones. Amazon said the approval is an important step. Amazon is still testing and flying the drones. It did not say when it reached or expected drones to make deliveries to shoppers. Online shopping giant has been working on drone delivery for years. Has been slowed by regulatory hurdles back in December 2013. Amazon CEO and former administrator said that drones would be flying to customers' homes within 5 years. Last year, Amazon unveiled self-powered drones that are fully electric to carry 5 pounds of goods and is going to deliver all of them in 30 minutes by dropping them in a backyard. At the time, an Amazon executive said deliveries to shoppers would be happening within months, but more than 14 months have passed since then. Okay, we got another good one here. Oh, I thought this was interesting. Sometime soon, the people that are around urban garages. This comes from Detour and Associated Press, Tom Fisher. You get to the parking garage and using an app on your phone, you link your SUV to the garage's computer that senses when the SUV finds a spot on the fourth floor and parks itself while you catch data Auto German Auto Parts maker Bosch is testing it with Mercedes and Stuttgart. And this week it announced a collaboration with Ford at a garage near downtown Detroit. Although the backers don't say when the technology could be in widespread use, they say it's one benefit from anonymous car research and is coming sooner rather than later. The goal is as soon as practically possible to deliver a safe experience. The Chairman Bach, Vice President of Parking and Mobility for Bedrock, the real estate arm of Detroit-based mortgage giant Quicken Loans. Bedrock owns the parking garage just west of downtown, where Ford and Bosch are testing the system using a modified Ford Escape small SUV and about 20 floor-mounted laser sensors. Bosch sees the technology moving from test to a residential building where selected tenants would be able to summon vehicles for personal use with the custom parking features. Data would be gathered and probably the system would spread to other smart garages with sensors and computers. As doors now have to be opened and vehicles can be parked closer together, garage operators can park 15% to 20% more vehicles in the same space, reducing the need for garages and allowing commercial free space to be turned into parks for other uses, doctors say. Ain't that something? Can't even, fix it where the car has to move. You can't get the car doors open if we're talking to the police. The automated alert system parking likely will come before widespread use of fully automated vehicles because existing features can be used to move the vehicle without humans behind the wheel. Global manager of driver assist technology for Dearborn, Michigan-based Ford, garages would have varying levels of sensors and computers. Some vehicle sensors also could be used, and having garages work with a vehicle is a good solution. Some garages will be smarter than others, and other vehicles have to be smarter, he said. Vehicles would need to be able to stop and start the engine on their own, shift automatically, and have electronically at the Bosch Ford Fortnite demonstration this week, workers pulled an escape into the garage and activated the app, the SUV with a human safety driver backing into one parking space by itself, pulled out and backed into another, stopping for a drinking glass that was in the middle of one of the spaces. As it returned to the pickup point, the escape stopped for a soccer ball that was rolled in front of it. The test will determine whether the companies can make a business case to take further steps toward automated parking.
Well, what do you think of next, John?
I'm looking for some vehicles overhead. They used to have a Batman mobile that could fly
My brother has a master's degree, and my sister has a four-year degree. Both intelligent people that are ignorant. She's in California. She has stuck the California dipple so hard. She's in the state of New York. They're both liberals, and he placed on Facebook
I think 2,800 people died in 9/11, and so far, you know, he posted how many people have died in the COVID, but it's no big deal for President Trump. So I had to respond. Remember, 94% of the people that are COVID had pre-existing conditions. They were greater than 70 years of age, and more people die every day, more people die yearly from traffic fatalities than this, so we didn't ban cars. It's amazing how they can skew these numbers. I know it's a disease, but so is age, so is kidney failure, so is heart attack, so is the common flu, so is pneumonia. Live your life. Stop being a hermit listening to this fool. Alrighty, Mr. Frank, you got one more shot, young man. How's your speech going? We're just here to say if you got any closing words. WCGIO?
KAHOY. WCGIO. I'm still here. Actually, I didn't get much progress on the speech, but I had to do a lot of evaluations, and I neglected to scan them into my computer and send out the results, so I've been doing homework. That's it. You know, I had to evaluate some speeches in the past. So, anyhow, Toastmasters is a lot of fun. It's not exactly Liberty Net, but hey, if you know people that want to have some fun, you know what's going on. They're virtual meetings, and you can check out Toastmasters. Anyhow, that's it for me, WPGIO.
All right, sir. Thank you again for joining us. Hope you'll be back on Saturday for W2GIO. Continue with your homework. Last but not least, N2QFD. What do you have to sum up our night? Over.
We got a strange phenomenon happening here in New Jersey. A customer service company was on and off. And they used to do about 4 or 5 service calls a day in New York City.
On the market on Sunday, they close the bidding. And that's what they're calling it, just like you said. They close the bidding on Friday. Most houses are going for $8,000 to $10,000 over the asking. And the bidding has gotten so strange here in Ohio, you have to place a down payment and basically sign a letter that you will be able to get this money. and accept this property. So, and then the closing is done and you're out 30 days. So everybody's trying to escape, but unfortunately they bring their liberal crazy habits with them. Ohio is a red state except for Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, and Columbus, Franklin County. Those are both blue, so those craziness are here too. Thank you for checking in. Really appreciate it. With that being said, I'm going to tell Mr. Jesse I'll probably ring your phone about 9 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to close the window on the Liberty Net. I appreciated everybody that checked in with us. It was a great night, and the band held up. So, as I close the window on this Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, and 73 to all of our tonight's Liberty Netters. I wish 73 to Mr. Victor, W1WCR, to Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, to Miss Laura, N2JTTF, to the new kitty. They have a new white cat, so hopefully the kitty's listening, because they are all absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, to bless our president, and for us to keep God in our country, because that is definitely one of the pieces that's destroying us. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julio Yankee. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, Mr. Larry.
Alright, 73 is there, Mr. Bob, and everyone else on the net. Thank you for coming by and supporting the net, all you guys that I didn't get to hear everybody, but good deal. And Mr. Larry, great singing. Thanks for coming by and being there tonight. And KCLY, thanks for running the net, and I will take over. So, what time did you say you were going to be rolling through?
I'll probably ring your phone in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I will probably still be on the net right about then. So if you can give me about another 15 minutes or so, I should be free.
Okay, I'm taking a 2-meter with me, but I will, I'll give you a ring. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thanks, Bob. 73s, and God bless each and every one of you guys out there on the Liberty Net here. This is KG4ZXC. 73s, Bob.
73s, I'm just taking it right here.